Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
While Donald Trump's attacks on the press are nothing new, this week things got particularly personal with the president singling out two female reporters for attempting to question him. In the chaotic news carousel that surrounds Donald Trump, this week's events have stood out, with commentators observing that his words mark a new low in the relationship between the media and the White House. But where does Trump's relationship with the press sit in a historical context, and are his personal attacks on members of the press as exceptional as we might presume? Reporter Simon Tierney has been investigating and he's with me now. Good morning, Simon.
Morning, Pat.
So just remind people who missed all of this, and how could you, I suppose, but what happened early this week?
Okay, well, things got particularly personal this week, Pat. There are two avenues, really, that Trump uses to delegitimize the media, or the enemy of the people, as he's long described it. Firstly, there's the macro, where he's repeatedly launched major multi-million dollar lawsuits against the likes of the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal and CBS. But then there's the micro, where his sensitivities are irked by particular reporters' questions, and he'll lash out, evade the question by verbally assaulting the person who asked it. Now, here are two incidents of this, Pat. The first with Mary Bruce of ABC News in the Oval Office during Trump's sit-down with Mohammed bin Salman, and the second with Catherine Lucy of Bloomberg aboard Air Force One.
Mr. President, why wait for Congress to release the Epstein files? Why not just do it now?
It's not the question that I mind, it's your attitude. I think you are a terrible reporter. It's the way you ask these questions. You start off with a man who's highly respected, asking him a horrible, insubordinate, and just a terrible question. And you could even ask that same exact question nicely. You're all psyched, or somebody psychs you over at ABC, they're gonna psych it. You're a terrible person and a terrible reporter.
Sir, yeah, if there's something incriminating in the file, sir, Venezuelan, why sir? Not?
Quiet, piggy.
Venezuelan, sir, you've had...
Quiet piggy, that was the response from President Ignoramus. He was speaking to the reporter on board Air Force One, and before that, ABC's Mary Bruce. Before that, he went on to threaten ABC with their license being revoked, which his commissioner of the FCC does not, in fact, have the power to do. Now, these two incidents are shocking, even by Trump standards, but has Trump always gone personal when it comes to undermining reporters?
Yeah, so we can easily trace this narrative of personal attacks, Pat, on individual reporters. Right back in 2015, he was campaigning prior to his first election as president. You might remember this. He attacked then Fox News host Megyn Kelly, linking her behaviour to her menstrual cycle. Or indeed, his infamous encounter with Jim Acosta, former CNN White House correspondent, in 2018. Let's have a listen to that.
What is it with you and Megyn Kelly?
Well, I just don't respect her as a journalist. I have no respect for her. I don't think she's very good. I think she's highly overrated. So I have, she gets out and she starts asking me all sorts of ridiculous questions. And, you know, you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever. But she was, in my opinion, she was off base.
in the midterms. That
here,
this,
here we go.
That well, if you don't mind, Mr. President, that this caravan was an invasion. As you know, Mr. President,
I consider it to be an invasion.
As you know, Mr. President, caravan was not an invasion. It's a group of migrants moving up from Central America towards the border with the U.S.
Thank you for telling
and
me that.
Why did you characterize it as such?
Because I consider it an invasion. You and I have a difference of opinion.
But do you think that you demonized immigrants
not
in this election
no,
to try
I
to
want
keep...
them? I want them to come into the country, but they have to come in legally. You know, they have to come in, Jim, through a process. I want it to be a process. And I want people to come in, and we need right. the people.
Your campaign... Wait.
You know why we need the people, don't you? Because we have hundreds of companies moving in. We need the people. Right.
They're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of
you
miles away. That's not an invasion.
Honestly, you know what?
Miles away. That's not an invasion.
Honestly, I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
All right.
And if you did it well, your ratings
let
would
me
be
ask,
much better.
If I may
okay,
ask
that's
one
enough.
Other question. Mr. President,
I was
going to ask one of the other folks.
That's
had,
enough.
Pardon me, ma'am.
That's enough.
Mr. President, I had one other
Peter,
question, if I may ask, on the Russia investigation. Are you concerned that you may have
I'm not concerned about anything with the Russian investigation because it's a hoax.
Are you,
that's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this investigation? Mr. President.
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN. Go ahead.
I think that's unfair.
You're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. And the way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way. Go ahead.
In Jim's defense, I've traveled with him and watched him. He's a diligent reporter who busts
well,
his butt
I'm not
like
a big fan of yours either, so
I understand.
To be honest.
So let me ask you a question if I can. You repeatedly
You aren't the best.
Mr. President, you repeatedly, over the course
okay,
of
okay, just sit down, please. Well, when you report fake news, no. When you report fake news, which CNN does a lot, you are the enemy of the people. Go ahead.
Mr. President.
The enemy of the people, Donald Trump getting personal with his attacks on Jim Acosta back in 2018. But if you don't look at Trump in isolation, but rather if we examine his language within a larger historical context of White House relationships with the media more generally, what do you find, Simon?
Yeah, so I think it's right that people are shocked by what happened this week, but it's a mistake to see Trump as exceptional, I think, Pat. Just look at Richard Nixon, who hated the press just as much as the current president. Now, I'm not trying to excuse Trump's despicable behavior, but rather, I suppose I'm trying to reframe how it's perceived that the way he treats journalists is part of a larger, longer tradition. The difference between Nixon and Trump is that Nixon actually actioned his disdain for the press to a much greater degree than Trump does. He actually contrived with J. Edgar Hoover to wiretap reporters' phones in the late 60s and early 70s. Now, one particular journalist, Jack Anderson of the Washington Post, he was targeted by Nixon for his investigative work. Nixon was wrongly convinced that Anderson was gay, still controversial in the late 60s, and he ordered his aides to surveil him in the hopes of gaining proof so that he could smear him.
Now, Nixon famously secretly recorded everything that happened in the Oval Office. Did he discuss his problems that he was having with reporters?
Well, we have a fascinating tape now of Nixon and J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI director at that time, gossiping ferociously in July 1971. And they're speaking about Jack Anderson and Catherine Graham, the publisher of the Washington Post, a newspaper that Nixon resented for printing the Pentagon Papers. Now, listen closely to the language that they use against their perceived enemies in the press.
Well, I'd like to check some of the other people around them. That's the others. I think there's
exactly.
A conspiracy involved.
This fellow Sheehan of the New York Times is involved. This fellow Jack Anderson here in Washington, that skunk that we have here.
Is he in it too?
Oh, yeah, he's in it. He was at the Post
yeah.
and had copies made.
Yeah.
I saw her on the TV last night, Mrs. Graham. I would have thought she's about 85 years old.
Yeah.
She's only about, I think, something like 57.
Oh, no, I know that. Yeah.
And I had an idea she was a great deal older. When I looked at her last night,
yeah.
She's aged terribly.
She's a terrible old bag.
Oh, she's an old bitch in my estimation.
That's right.
But
extraordinary stuff, because those tapes went on to implicate Nixon and led him to step down. But that was Nixon and J. Edgar Hoover, the boss of the FBI, back in 1971. And he gave an infamous press conference during the Watergate scandal, and he got quite irate with the whole press corps, I believe, at that time.
Yeah, this is interesting, Pat, because Nixon is lecturing the media directly here, just as Trump often does, in an attempt to undermine them. Essentially, they're doing their job, holding his administration accountable. But the parallels with Trump are striking, I think, because Nixon makes it very personal here. He's dismissing the reporters as people who don't even deserve his respect.
I have never heard or seen such outrageous, vicious, distorted reporting in 27 years of public life. I'm not blaming anybody for that. Perhaps what happened is that what we did brought it about. And therefore, the media decided that they would have to take that particular on. But when people are pounded night after night with that kind of frantic, hysterical reporting, it naturally shakes their confidence. And yet, don't get the impression that you arouse my anger.
You see, you have that impression.
You see, one can only be angry with those he respects.
Richard Nixon, one can only be angry with those he respects. That was him berating the media in the early 70s. But of course, the media were right and he was wrong.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
Implicated himself with those famous tapes. Well, bring us closer to the present day, Simon, and President George W. Bush. He took particular umbrage when an Irish reporter questioned him in 2004.
Yeah, so just prior to George W. Bush's visit to Ireland in 2004, at the height of the Iraq War, of course, RTE television was granted a sit-down interview with the president. And I remember reading Carol Coleman's brilliant memoir of her time as Washington correspondent. And she actually opens the book with this particular encounter, which we're going to listen to now, in which Bush took her line of questioning so personally that it resulted in an official complaint to the Irish embassy in DC, actually.
So a very different approach to the press than Trump in terms of his moaning about it.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code FITNESS. That's KACHAVA.com, code FITNESS.
Well, exactly. And the reason I bring this up, I suppose, Pat, is to show how different presidents undermine the press in different ways. So while Bush usually appeared charming and kind of folksy with the press, he could then try and shut down accountability by sanctioning reporters. Now, here, Carol Coleman begins by previewing how the president will be received the following day when he arrives in Ireland.
Unfortunately, the majority of our public do not welcome your visit because they're angry over Iraq, they're angry over Abu Ghraib. Are you bothered by what Irish people think?
Listen, I hope the Irish people understand the great values of our country. And if they think that a few soldiers represents the entirety of America, they don't really understand America then. There's been great ties between Ireland and America, and got a lot of Irish Americans here that are very proud of their heritage and their country.
And they're angry over Iraq as well, and particularly the continuing death toll there.
Well, I can understand that. People don't like war, but what they should be angry about is the fact that there was a brutal dictator there that had destroyed lives and put them in mass graves and had torture rooms. Listen, Saddam Hussein had used weapons of mass destruction against his own people, against the neighborhood. He was a brutal dictator who posed a threat. Such a threat that the United Nations voted unanimously to say, Mr. Saddam Hussein...
Indeed, Mr. President, but you didn't find the weapons of mass destruction.
May I finish? He said, the United Nations said, disarm or face serious consequences. That's what the United Nations said. And guess what? He didn't disarm. He didn't disclose his arms. And therefore, he faced serious consequences. But we have found the capacity for him to make a weapon. See, he had the capacity to make weapons. He was dangerous. And no one can argue that the world is better off with Saddam Hussein, if Saddam Hussein were in power.
But, Mr. President, the world is a more dangerous place today. I don't know whether
you can see that
or not. There are terrorist bombings every single day. It's now a daily event. It wasn't like that 2 years ago.
What was it like September the 11th, 2001? There was a relative calm.
Let me finish, please.
Please. You ask the questions and I'll answer them if you don't mind.
And that was President George W. Bush being interviewed by RT's Carol Coleman back in 2004. What was the fallout from that interview, Simon?
Well, her questioning was seen as a sort of an affront to the presidency within the context of it was a much more deferential domestic media in the States at that time, I think, Pat. So a complaint was made to the Irish embassy and a scheduled interview between Coleman and First Lady Laura Bush was cancelled as a result.
A different time, yet the combative relationship between the press and the American presidency continues apace and probably more, from some quarters, more aggressive and from other quarters, like the bloggers and all of that, the influencers that he invites in, more supine.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's interesting that he's really changed the makeup of the press corps in the White House. There's a huge amount more of right-wing press now.
Okay, and the lying is more blatant. I mean, every single day, whether it's Levitt or the president himself, they just lie and lie and lie and lie. Simon Tierney, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.